Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, growers in South Carolina have been harvesting soybeans, and soybeans have really become important to the South Carolina ag economy. Let's talk about that.
Well, you're right. They have for quite a while, and you're right about beginning to harvest. I was talking to my nephew on Saturday, and we are caught up with our early beans at home and ready for the later varieties and seeing good yields like a lot of my neighbors are, and you can ride past a soybean field and know that you're ready to get out there and combine them because you can just tell that it's a great crop on the bush. So, yeah, it's that time of year. Soybean acreage is up this year. A lot of activity going on with soybeans that involve the Department of Agriculture, exports, and other usage as well. So when it gets to the fall, it is harvest time, and it's an exciting time.
Now, speaking of exports, those soybeans actually leave through the Port of Charleston.
You're right. We've had now two different companies that are exporting beans via containers. We don't have a bulk facility in Charleston. So we were visiting there 2 weeks ago. One of the companies has made some substantial investments to the point that they can handle nearly 40 trucks a day. So it's not just haphazard drive a truck in and we're going to transfer these beans to a container. They made a small elevator on the port that lets the farmer come and go pretty quickly, and then they move the beans over to the containers, which are plopped on a ship, and off they go.
Now, in our efforts to become energy independent, which is really based around crude oil, soybean oil is starting to replace a lot of crude oil in products.
Well, you're right. I am a bigger believer in biodiesel as I am in ethanol for the simple reason that biodiesel replaces the sulfur that was used in diesel fuel for so long as a lubricant, and it helps basically an engine run easier, whether it's a tractor engine or a tractor trailer truck. So not only for the market that it provides for soybeans and whatnot, but just for the efficiencies that it brings and the way it is a plus really to the energy usage. Now, you know, with soybeans back at $10 and not at $14, can they find their way back into the biodiesel manufacturer? That's for smarter people than me to figure out if it can be an economical business, but it is a market that is out there for beans if, in fact, they can be made profitable.
And the nice thing about soybean oil is that once the oil is extracted, then you have the meal, and the meal goes to feed tails and feathers.
That they do. As we've said before, we are a grain deficit state. We are a protein deficit state just because of the great development in our poultry industry and beef industries. So, yeah, that Chick-fil-A sandwich that you get, or those chicken McNuggets, they may have started off somewhere with a soybean in South Carolina, or that great hamburger. That is one of the beauties of agriculture, that the final product that the consumer gets has involved many different disciplines of agriculture production across South Carolina.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.